This is the James Poole Artistry Productions podcast. Welcome to this discussion. Hello, perceptive readers. This is James, and we're going to pick right up on Leviticus chapter 25, verses 10 through 20. And keep in mind that these are holy requirements for God's priests, for his people. And remember, I told you there's a lot of abundance thinking in these types of statements from God. And it shows that he wants us to be well taken care of. Well taken care of. And we get a chance to show our appreciation and our spirituality, by following these commands. Because what you will also notice is, today, you will hear people quickly remind you that nobody owes you anything. And this is what I mean by accurate knowledge, how people will go about their life according towards a certain philosophy, because this is the type of world we live in today. So they say, they're really saying, I deal more in reality, even more than spirituality. I'm just stating that's what it's showing. How do we know this? Because take that same statement, and this is not to make anyone who is giving you business advice or what have you how to function that they're wrong, because I told you they are just telling you how you deal with the real world according to just the way how harsh this system is at times. So you just have to have a certain view, and you can't save everybody, as it would put it. But all the same, they have a view that they'll tell you nobody owes you anything. And yet, by reading the book of Leviticus and even in chapter 25, you will see there is a community responsibility. Even a community responsibility to make sure your own brother doesn't fall into poverty. You see how God's standard, you see what I'm saying, his love, to look out for persons who falls on hard times and things of that nature. And so in this case that you're going to see by reading Leviticus chapter 25, the whole chapter, you will see that there's always an opportunity for even the closest family member to help somebody out. And I just wanted to relate that, because remember I emphasized to you, nobody should be able to control the goodness that you want to show to somebody. That's coming from your heart. It could be coming from God's spirit. You see, to actually help somebody in this situation, buy them a cup of coffee or what have you. And you heard me talk about that. So with all of that being said, let's continue now along the lines of where it was talking about the Jubilee year. See, a land of liberty and freedom and abundance and just happiness is what it produced. So we're reading Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10 through 20, and this is coming from the Bible in Basic English translation. Let me make sure that I told you the right translation. And wait a minute, I can't even find my cursor now. Oh, here we is. Here we go. All right. And this is this is the English Standard Version that I'm reading this time. Okay, verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, when each of you shall return to his property and each of you shall return to his clan. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of itself, nor gather the grapes from the undressed vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat the produce of the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his property. And if you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not wrong one another. You shall pay your neighbor according to the number of years after the jubilee, and he shall sell to you according to the number of years for crops. If the years are many, you shall increase the price, and if the years are few, you shall reduce the price, for it is the number of the crops that he is selling to you. You shall not wrong one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and then you will dwell in the land securely. The land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill and dwell in security, or it will be security. And if you say, what shall we eat in the 11th year, if we may not sow or gather in our crop? I will command my blessing on you in the 6th year, so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years. When you sow in the 8th year, you will be eating some of the old crop. You shall eat the old until the 9th year, and it crops arrive. I'm going to stop right there because it went all the way to verse 22. I thought I would complete the whole thought. But it says, so we'll pick up on 23 next. But I just wanted to reference that point that even during the Jubilee year, where God said, it's holy, and I don't want you out there working. I want you just go enjoying yourself, you see, and to meditate, of course, on his goodness. But he was saying how he was going to bless the land beforehand in abundance, where it'll yield the crop threefold, you see, so that they won't have to worry about not having enough food or anything to eat. You see, God was taking care of everything. And I would say, you know, just in my line of thinking, that had to be a wonderful thing to see, miracles, if you will, how every 6 years, you see, the end of that 6 years, you started seeing your crop just growing all over the place and knowing it was Jehovah God doing that for you on your land, your property, your farm. Amazing. Anyway, thank you, and we'll see you next reading. Take care. And remember, this is still following along the lines of ownership. See, your ownership by God.